Committee on Agricultural and Natural Resources. Today is July 16th, 1999, and we're here today to consider Senate Bill 12, and amendments have been done, and with that, I'll go ahead and open the public hearing. Work session. We'll close the public hearing and open the work session.
Chairman, I make a motion that the committee reconsider Senate Bill 12.
Okay, without objection. Move. Well, Brad, would you go ahead and explain where we are with the new amendment?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, you have a schematic outline in front of you. It's at the bottom of your material. Do you want me to go through that?
Let's go ahead. We're expecting Jeanette in here, or?
Yes, Jeanette Holman is supposed to be here. I'm sure she's on her way.
Okay.
It starts out with a dwelling proposed in a further review area. If there's no hazard on the dwelling site, if the local government determines there is no rapidly moving landslide hazard, then the permit would be issued. Above, if they determine there is a hazard, then the inquiry is there an alternative site available? If there is an alternative site available, the landowner has to make a decision whether he or she wants to site their home there. If the relocation costs of siting at this new location exceed $20,000, the landowner has an option to go to the TDR. And we'll get to that in a second. If the relocation costs do not exceed $20,000, then the landowner would be required to site on the alternative site. So getting back to the situation where it exceeds $20,000, the TDR might become available. And that, when I say might, it depends on whether the local government has developed a TDR program. If yes, the local government has created a TDR program, then the landowner can choose to use that program and site the house in another location, another transfer the development right to another lot, or they could determine to go ahead and build on the alternative site and pay the full cost that exceeded $20,000. If there is no TDR program, then the landowner would only be subject to relocation costs up to that $20,000, and the permit would issue. Now, going back to the original question after determination that there is a hazard on the dwelling site, on the alternative
one
site.
One question, Mr. Chairman. They've already exceeded 20,000. Now, if it's additional cost, does that mean that's up to 40,000?
If it exceeds 20,000, they don't necessarily, that's when these other two options kick in. They can either go to the TDR program or they can build on an alternative site and pay the full cost. And perhaps we want to bring Jeanette Holman up to be expert on this.
I think there's an either or on either instance. If there's site available that needs mitigation, if the mitigation cost exceeds $10,000, then there would be access to the transferable development rights. If the relocation exceeds $20,000, there would be a to the transferable development rights. So there's actually two pathways to achieve TDRs, one that focuses on mitigation and the other that focuses on relocation costs. So, in fact, Senator, it's not $20,000 in the it's not an incremental 20 plus 10 or 20 plus 20. It's either 10 in mitigation or 20,000 in relocation. And we look real hard at the cost of, for instance, roads. If you had to build a road in a different area, we've got estimates of up to $50,000 of running miles to change road if you had to do engineering and reconstruction to relocate. So we thought you'd get to $20,000 in relocation cost pretty quickly. Got to move a well, telephone poles, wiring. So 20,000 is actually a fairly low threshold for relocation.
Do you want me to proceed?
Mm-hmm.
So that first analysis has to do with the siting. Then the second is, if there is no alternative site available on the lot with the hazard, then it becomes a question of mitigation. And that's a $10,000 standard. That would the mitigation cost exceed $10,000? If not, the landowner would be required to go ahead and site and build and spend that $10,000 to mitigate. If the mitigation cost would exceed the $10,000, then it becomes an analysis of whether there's a TDR available. And that, again, is whether the local government has developed a TDR program. If there is a TDR program, then again, the landowner has the choice to go ahead and transfer the development right, or alternatively, go ahead and pay the full cost and develop on the land, the full cost of mitigation and develop on the existing lot. If there isn't a TDR program available, the landowner may either move to an alternative site in a further review area and mitigate with total mitigation limited to $20,000, as above with the site analysis, or site at the original proposed site with mitigation costs limited to $10,000. And that's what the schematic shows us, and we have Jeanette Holman from Legislative Council and Dave Honeycutt from Oregonians in Action, who can answer questions in more detail.
All I need to know is if everybody signed on off on it, Mr. Chair.
I'll let you two answer that.
Mr. Chair, I'm going to click on the diagram.
For the record, yeah. Go ahead and
say that. Jeanette Holman from Legislative Council, sorry.
We've met already. You don't have to introduce yourself.
This diagram was put together actually by the Governor's Office and CLTD. So they were involved in the discussions, and I believe this morning everyone has signed up.
Okay.
Mr. Honeycutt, you want to introduce yourself and tell us what you know?
Senator George, members of the committee, Dave Honeycutt, Oregonians in Action. I believe that at the end of this show there will be a test, so everybody will be required to take a test on figuring this out. We spent the better part of 2 days hammering all this out, and as Jeanette Holman said, I think we're all in agreement. Everybody thinks this is a workable compromise. So.
Well, I want to thank everyone, because when we pulled that off the floor on the 1st, immediately we began to work, you know, with the governor and his staff, and it was real good cooperation. I really appreciate all that, and I think it's a product that obviously is going to be expensive for everyone, but at the same time, so is the loss of life, and so is the ceasing of harvest operations and that sort of thing. So it's, I think, balance, it's a little hard on the homeowner at the bottom of the hill, the person who has a buildable lot, but at the same time, it's a reasonable thing as far as their health and safety, too, goes. So, any further questions?
Comment, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I hope I live long enough to see the governor or one of his staff members have to eat $20,000 to build on some of their property.
The governor has a piece of property that
I
might...
Oh, very well where it is. We've even considered making that a wilderness property from time to time.
Go ahead and question.
Senator Fairley, do you have any further questions? And everyone has explained the cooperation that we've had and the fact that everyone, all the players seem to be on board, including the governor, which is a good sign, and...
It's a love fest, Senator Perioli. It's a love fest.
It is.
Mr. Chairman, may I just say that I don't think I've ever been through a more difficult set of meetings where more principles were discussed and more different groups that come together, and nobody's getting what they would regard as the perfect solution out of this compromise, but I think people have worked really hard to get to a place where they've got a bill support. And some people think that's sort of a process out of work, but I'll tell you what, it's definitely feasible. But I think this is a good bill, and I'd like to see it move forward.
Would you like to move a dash B-13?
I would love to have the privilege of moving the dash B-13, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
So, and I do so.
Okay, is there any further discussion?
Mr. Chair, this couldn't have been as bad as when Mr. Miller made us sweat blood on the ESA in 1995. Could not have been worried. Oh, he's not here. Fine. Never mind.
We've got 2 seconds. We'll be fine.
Good to.
Okay, without objection, Senator Perioli.
I would like to move the Senate Bill 12 to the floor with the due pass recommendation as amended.
Senate Bill 12 with a dash 13 has been moved. Is there any further discussion? If not, clerk will call the roll.
Aye.
Senator Perioli.
Aye.
In the words of the late Big Bopper, I don't believe.
Aye. Aye.
Senator George.
Aye. Senate Bill 12 was amended. Will be sent to the floor with a due pass, and I thank all of you very much for. And I will carry it. Yes. Thank you. And one more time, I'd like to thank everyone. So when this bill left this committee and when it was in Ways and Means, it was described as a 10 out of a 10. I think we should describe it as a 12 out of a 10. Without further comment, we'll be adjourned.